Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Tough and smart, and I love Italian, so, you know, he's definitely Italian.
At least I have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Good morning, freedom lovers. Hope you had a great weekend. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, American truckers. They're planning a convoy to D.C. I believe it starts tomorrow. And I think they want to get there just in time for the State of the Union.
And those like those sound like American truck horns.
Be careful driving. Okay. Let's get things going here. You know, Ken, I've been in this market almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
Next year will be 30 years. And I listened to all the stations in this market, you know, really, especially when I first got here, listened all the time. And there was a phrase that I always wanted to say. And today I get to say it. You know what that phrase is?
What?
The Heisey Advisory Group. You know, it sounds so good.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
It sounds great.
I think so.
It sounds great when I heard other people say it. Now that I get to say it, it's even more awesome.
I love it. And you make it sound so good, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group joins us today. We met very quickly on the kind of Zoom meeting we had the other day. And I got to tell you, when I met you and, you know, picked up on your personality really quick. I was really happy that, you know, we're gonna be partners here because I really like you. I really like your whole personality and the way you are.
Life's meant to be fun, and this business and the financial retirement planning, a lot of people take it way too seriously. You got to have fun and have great relationships.
Not to bash anybody.
No.
Okay? But you're right, you know, and you listen to some of these guys and it's like, my God, I would not want to hang out with this guy. But you listen to you and it's like, oh, I like him. He's a nice down-to-earth kind of guy. All right, so let me ask you, other than their health, probably no bigger fear for older Americans than their financial security or the concerns that they may outlive their money. I mean, God, that's the worst thing. So I assume that the common concern is what you hear from your potential clients, right? Just that?
It's the number one fear of retired people is running out of money, Vic. And it's natural because your wealth becomes your security for those years that you don't have a paycheck. And we're living a lot longer. Not only living longer, but we're also then having healthcare issues that's come into play at the same time.
You know, you bring up a good point because we're living longer, right? And back in the day, right, revolutionary times and even into the 1800s, men lived till, I don't know, the ripe old age of 40 years old, right? So it wasn't too hard to outlive your money. But you bring up a great point because medicine's gotten so good, and I guess just as humans, we're getting stronger or whatever, but we live longer, but the money doesn't necessarily live longer.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at Social Security. When that first was created back in the 30s, life expectancies were only in the mid-60s.
Right.
And now we're living so much longer. I used to always joke with my dad because, you know, he started Social Security at 62. He lived just shy of 92. For 30 wow. years he was collecting.
Wow.
I said, Dad, you're killing us.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
And he would always joke back at me and say, you know what? Keep working, son. I love my paycheck.
I'm 63 right now, and I don't intend to use that until 67, you know, but it wasn't meant to be a retirement thing.
No, it was meant to really be a risk protector of longevity, and it's kind of become that entitlement that we've paid into it, we deserve it, and we want to get as much out as possible.
And that's not really an entitlement. I mean, we did pay into it. I think that's fair to say, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And the struggle there is so many times I hear the term maximize your Social Security, and I don't think of it that way. I think the way you need to look at that is how do you optimize that benefit with if you're blessed enough to have a pension, and then with the assets that you've saved or any other type of fixed income, you want to optimize that for you in your personal plan. And I want to kind of come back to that living longer and that fear of running out of money. Most of the time, I find that fear comes out of the fact that folks don't have a detailed written retirement plan. And when you don't have a detailed plan, the unknown becomes bigger.
Sure.
When you have the detailed plan, that's when we have clients that will come in and say, hey, you know, I want to go out and buy a motorhome because I want to go do this or that. And we can take a look at it and say, yeah, let's do that. It enables people to enjoy the retirement instead of being fearful.
Yeah. And you hear so many times, you hear the stats of, I don't know, I know it's more than 50%, I think, of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, it's hard to say, well, what money am I going to take from this to put into a retirement thing? But, you know, I'm sure there are ways, right?
Well, saving for retirement's a challenge. You just have to have the mentality that you're going to pay yourself first and take advantage of saving. And the younger you are, the sooner you start, the better it's going to be for you over time.
Right.
It's that compounding time.
So let's talk about the stock market a little bit, the volatility of it. I mean, when Donald Trump was president, my gosh, the stock market just went crazy. And people's 401k, I'm sure, you know, did well. And in the last week or so, people with a 401k, oh my God, right? I mean, it's been nosediving.
Well, it's been a real challenge, but we have had an incredible run. Think about it. You go back to March of 2009, the Dow was around 6,500 points.
Right.
And now we've jumped up to 36. We're back down to 34. You know, we're starting to see the volatility that we would anticipate. And whether we're going to have a big market drop or when, or, you know, for me, it's all about that old Boy Scout motto is be prepared,
right,
and have a plan. Make sure that you've understood the type of risk that you're taking and make sure that you've done your rebalancing, because what's happened is we've had this great period of growth. And except for the March 2020, that COVID blip that we had,
right,
you know, 30% drop in 22 days, except for that, we really haven't seen a significant change in the market. And so someday it has to come.
Change down.
Yeah.
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 Gravity. What goes up, gotta go down, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess when people, because I think the biggest thing is, and I remember that, I hate to get political here, but Joe Biden, because Donald Trump would say, you know, look at the Dow, you know, the Dow's up, everybody. And Joe Biden would say, yeah, you can't just, you know, you can't rate yourself on how the Dow is doing because that's only for rich people. And it's really not. I mean, if you have a 401k, no matter what your job is, when the Dow goes up, your retirement thing is going up.
It's the market's for everybody.
Right.
You know, it used to be the day, I talk about my dad a lot. My dad had a great pension, Social Security. That was the bulk of their retirement. Now without pensions, the 401ks are there. And yeah, so everybody, almost everybody, would have a 401k that they're making contributions to. And the better the market does, the more it's going to help them grow their wealth for their retirement.
So if somebody has a 401k right now and they call you, right, they call Ken Heise and they say, hey, Ken, I'm just worried, you know, because the market is so volatile. You can help them. Is the word diversify the right word? I mean, this is like so over my head.
Yeah, well, the one thing that I don't like to see is people panic and sell out of the market. Because when you do that, you have to be right twice. You have to be right at the time you're getting out, and then you have to be right when you're going back in. And I've seen that. I've seen people that got out of the market back in 2009 when it was at the bottom because they were in panic and then never got back in.
Right.
And look at the growth that we've seen over that period of time.
And that seems to be the time to get in 2008 when everything was at its lowest.
You know, the rule of thumb is you buy low, sell high.
I've heard that phrase before.
However, most Americans don't do that.
Right.
And if you really look at the market, the market has a lot more activity of buying when it's high.
Right.
And if you study the market, there's a lot more selling going on when the market's down.
Right.
And it's just counterintuitive, but we kind of get into that herd mentality and panic. But if you've got a solid plan that you've evaluated, and I can't emphasize that enough, stress test. We do stress tests for every person that comes into the office. And I would offer that up right here. time, stress test your investment portfolio, because you're going to find that you may be more aggressive in your investments than you thought, because you haven't paid attention to it. Most people walk around, they're busy. I mean, you're doing your job every day and you're not maybe watching it like you should.
Well, I got so many other things to watch.
Exactly.
You know, and that's like most Americans, you know. It's like the things you know is like the sports guy that knows all the batting averages. You know, you know if the market's up, whether it's down, you know. You're just the guy to call. So I do a lot of work with Rodney and Jen Wallner, the home selling team. Mm-hmm. They're great folks. And the cool thing that I like to say about them is they have a husband and wife perspective. You know, it's not just a guy saying, oh, you got to have your man cave. You know, it's not just a woman saying, oh, take off your shoes before you come in the house. It's the combination of the husband and wife team. And you and Lori, your wife, Lori, are just that. And I love that.
It's a special opportunity to have a relationship that not only is at home, but in the office. And for our families, it gives an amazing balance of really how you interact, how you talk, how you think. Lori's family history does not bode for longevity. Like my parents both lived to be almost 92.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we've got this thing that internally in our marriage and relationship have to balance off. How do we do this? Do we live now? Do we live later? You know, all this stuff going on, and it really helps when we sit down with families, and it's really helped me grow a lot in terms of, if you have that plan, like I talked about earlier, you can go out and enjoy retirement and break it out into three simple segments. Your go-go years, get out there, get your bucket list, and do it, because yeah, you're as young and you're as healthy as you're ever going to be, because eventually something's going to change and you're going to hit those slow-go years. And if you live long enough, like my parents, they got to their no-go years where they really didn't do much.
Right.
So just kind of segmenting your retirement thoughts.
And everything you just mentioned there happens to everyone.
Exactly.
You got your go years, your slow-go years, and your no-go years.
But if you don't create a plan,
right,
you're going to be afraid to do the go-go years.
And should people worry about how old they are before they call you? Because they're not I'm too old for that.
Typically, we're looking for people that are usually 55 and older. Mm. Because at that point, that's when you're starting to get close to within your 5 years of retiring. And I've always said that the 5 years before and the 5 years after you retire are the 10 most critical years.
Wow.
Because think about it. If you want to retire in 3 years and we have a big market collapse, you might not be retiring in 3 years. You might take 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if that collapse happens right after you're retired, you may be wanting to look for work again. So it's really making sure that you start thinking about this. And step number one, your dream. Figure out what your dream is.
Yeah. Where you want to live, what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then see if all the money fits it.
I want to live by the beach. Ken and Lori Heise of the Heise Advisory Group. Boy, I love saying that. How would people find you?
Well, you can reach out to us. The office number is 314-909-1116. That's direct into the office. You'll get either Susan or Lauren, and they'll be more than happy to chat with you. We've got the radio show on each and every weekend, and that's there. We've got our podcast, Your Retirement Navigator. We also have our book, Your Retirement Highway, How to Put Your Finances on Cruise Control. So,
and on the internet, too, there must be a way to...
You can go out to Amazon. You can pick it up out there. You can download it. You can buy the book. Or you can call the office. We'll get you a copy that way, too.
Is there a Heise Advisory Group website we can go to?
It is called HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com.
Ah!
Or better yet, YourRetirementHighway.com after the radio show.
When's the show on here?
That's a good question. It's on Saturday and Sunday morning. I Gosh.
We'll find it. Don't worry. We'll let everybody know. Saturday, Sunday morning with Ken and Lori Heise of the Heise Advisory Group. Boy, I hope I get to say that more often. It's great to see you in person.
Absolutely, Vic. It's been a pleasure. Yep. Thank you.
You bet. And we'll talk again.
Absolutely.
Bring Lori in. We'll get that husband and wife thing. We'll let you guys go at it a little
bit. Oh, yeah. We'll get her in here.
All right. It's a Monday. Oh, my gosh. She's waiting. Thank you. We talked about this last week. Eric Clapton takes us to break. On 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, welcome home.
I guess I probably should know what time.
You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show on News Talk STL.